Aging Today is made possible in part by FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy and the Claude Pepper Center, researching the challenges and possibilities of an aging society.
I'm Ann Barrett, Director of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, and this week's Aging Today question is, how many older Americans are homeless? Our homeless population is aging at an unprecedented rate. In 1990, about 10% of the homeless population was over 50. Today, it is 30%. Why this growth in the homeless elderly? Several economic trends are at play. Housing costs, along with other necessities like prescription drugs, have increased dramatically, while wages have stagnated, especially for low and moderate income workers. The average home price has more than quadrupled since 1980, and median rent has doubled. Meanwhile, the average wage after inflation hasn't budged in four decades. Another contributing factor is the limited supply of affordable housing. An estimated 9 people are waiting for every 1 unit of affordable senior housing, and the wait can last 5 years or longer. All these factors converge to make the likelihood of homelessness a very real possibility for many of the nation's older adults.
Listen to archives of Aging Today at wfsu.org/agingtoday. Aging Today is a service of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, the Claude Pepper Center, and WFSU. Content provided is the opinion of the sponsors and not of WFSU.